From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 30th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors adopted a water treatment upgrade plan following a public hearing on Wednesday, June the 14th. That plan would include the construction of a pipeline and pumping stations on property along Route 66. The Columbia County Wastewater Treatment Facility serves the area around Gerald R. Simmons Commercial Park near the Columbia County Airport in West Ghent. The discharge from the treatment facility continually fails to meet State Department of Environmental Conservation standards, and the facility would require substantial reconstruction to function properly. The plan adopted by the board calls for closing the facility and sending the wastewater to the town of Greenport Sewage Treatment Plant, which has the capacity to handle the additional input. Building the plant and four pumping stations along Route 66 will cause some disruption to traffic and affect approximately 30 properties along the route. Construction is projected to begin in June of 2018 and last a full year until June 2019. The existing wastewater plant would be discommissioned in November 2019. The project is expected to cost more than $8.5 million. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors will next meet at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 12th, at 401 State Street in Hudson. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Richard Moody is reporting in the Columbia Green Media that the two-week search for Palinville native Stephen Bear was officially called off on Wednesday, June the 28th. The Catskill High School graduate went missing while climbing Mount Elbrus in Russia. He began his ascent on June 14th but failed to check in with an official and his wife, Olivia, on June 16th. Olivia said in a statement this week that the private search team hired by the family was packing and leaving Russia on Friday. Bear is believed to have disappeared during a snowstorm as he scaled the face of the 18,510-foot-high mountain, the highest peak in Europe. Greene County legislator Matt Lavera, who knows Stephen and Olivia Bear from St. Patrick's Church in Catskill, said, and I quote, "I do not want to give up hope. I ask everyone to support the family any way they can and to pray for them," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that app-based ride-hailing services are up and running in upstate New York. Both Uber and Lyft became available to areas outside of New York City as of 12:01 a.m. Thursday, June the 29th, under legislation signed into law by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo this month. The original bill called for the services to begin upstate and on Long Island July 9th, but the governor and the legislature worked out a deal that pushed the start date to just before the 4th of July holiday. State Department of Motor Vehicles reports that more than 20,000 drivers have filed information with the DMV to become drivers for the two apps. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Acom Norda reports in Capital Confidential that the New York State Assembly passed a bill at 1 a.m. on June the 29th in the extraordinary session of the legislature. The legislature concluded last week, but is back in town since it did not complete several important issues. The bill, currently in the Senate conference, but expected to pass in some form later in the day, has a two-year mayoral control of New York City schools expansion, a local sales tax extension for upstate counties, a Lake Ontario flood relief package, and it renames the Tappan Zee Bridge the Mario Cuomo Bridge. Queens Democrat Senator Michael Giannaris said, and I quote, "This extraordinary session is extraordinarily embarrassing for our state," end quote. Jeff Klein, a state Democrat who votes with Republicans, said, and I quote, "It's like we never left," end quote. And from Brooklyn, Assemblyman Charles Barron, and I quote, "Some people just don't know how to respectfully use power," end quote. There was no ethics reform included in the bill, even though Cuomo vowed in January it was a top priority, and many Albany lawmakers have been jailed on corruption charges recently. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that on June 28th in Poughkeepsie, the Environmental Protection Agency held the first of two public hearings explaining why they are not cleaning up all the PCBs General Electric dumped in the Hudson River last century. Gary Klawanowski, the EPA's field office director for the Hudson River, explained, and I quote, "The PCBs are spread out in a huge area of 200 miles. It is not feasible to take all those PCBs out, unfortunately," end quote. Instead, in 15 years, people will only be able to eat one fish meal from the Hudson River every 2 months, according to health recommendations. It will take more than 55 years before all local species of fish from the Hudson River are safe enough for some people to eat once a week. Representatives of Scenic Hudson, Riverkeeper, and local government officials weren't happy about that. Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan said, and I quote, "General Electric has conducted an extensive cleanup in the upper Hudson, but they left thousands of pounds of PCBs behind, Superfund caliber contaminants, meaning the most hazardous waste in the country. Those are still in the upper Hudson, and they are flowing over the Troy Dam and contaminating the lower Hudson. Our fish are not safe to eat. Our drinking water is treated. Our air is unsafe. It's time for a complete and comprehensive cleanup," end quote. The EPA holds a second public hearing at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 19th at the Saratoga Hilton, 534 Broadway, Saratoga Springs, New York, 12866. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matt Coyne at LowHUD.com reports that the Coast Guard has called off, for now, an attempt to create 10 anchorage sites on the Hudson River between Poughkeepsie and Yonkers for large barges. The Coast Guard said it would, and I quote, "suspend future rulemaking decisions," end quote, on the proposal that was supported by the commercial shipping industry and opposed by environmental groups and most elected officials. In recent days, the legislature in Albany passed a bill blocking the anchorages, but Governor Andrew Cuomo had not signed that bill at the time of the Coast Guard's announcement. Cuomo has not said whether he will sign the legislation or not. You can read that full story at LowHUD.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a temperature high near 85 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. The National Weather Service in Albany is also predicting strong to severe thunderstorms on both Friday and Saturday, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours. The storms have the potential to become severe, producing damaging winds and large hail. Heavy rainfall will also be possible. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 3 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 87 degrees. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 a.m. The temperature low will be around 67 degrees. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, which is about a half a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 30th and last day of June 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.